Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're not playing at a high level. Do you know what I'm saying? Like something they have to perform better. They have to put the
eyes. Bro, how you don't get up for Sunday Night Football if you can't get up for nothing else? Ain't nothing else on but you at home in front of your family, your kids.
I would not do not
make that name on your back mean something. Make them 3 stars on your chest mean
Debo, it wasn't me not performing. It wasn't me not performing. I'm just trying to let you know. That's why I'm like you said, I could be like your counselor, bro, because it's okay. It's all gonna be okay. Everything's still gonna be okay.
Joe, you came from a line of losers. Y'all gonna always be losers.
Damn, now you being disrespectful. I'm trying to just be here for you.
Wow. James Harrison losing his mind on his podcast. Trey Essex, 2-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He joins us now, and I would urge everyone to listen to Trey Essex's podcast with Charlie Batch. It is the Snap Count Show. It's one of my favorite listens during Steelers season and even outside of Steelers season. And he joins us right now, does Trey, on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So if James Harrison had any hair, Trey, he'd have been pulling it out during Sunday night's game. What was your reaction to... well, that performance.
It was, yeah, I feel you, James. I feel you, Debo. That was horrendous, man. And it was at all levels. It was bad. And it was frustrating. And it was one of those things where you looked at and you don't know what the solutions are. And that's what made it that much more frustrating, because it's looked like what it's looked like so far. You would think after this mini buy that they would have fixed some things, and they did not. Nothing looked fixed. Nothing looked better. And yeah, that's where we are now.
And Cam Hayward was talking after the game about the lack of fight in the Steelers defense. And I saw a team, Trey, that fell apart at the seams when there was adversity coming their way. They had what should have been an offsides penalty. Aaron Rodgers was losing his mind, as he should have. I don't know how you missed that. But then the subsequent drive defensively is when they gave up the 59-yard pass play catch and run to Kraft. I saw a team that looked, and I'm not in there, but I saw a team that looked like it was almost waiting for the other shoe to drop, and then they allowed the other shoe to drop.
I agree. I didn't like the disposition we came out of at halftime. We were up 16-7. This is a perfect opportunity for us to ground and pound, to really impose our will on that defense and try to get some momentum, extend drives. And I thought that first drive and at the end of that first drive, when you said we didn't get that offsides, and that was the turning point. And of course, I think Deshaun Elliott going down shortly thereafter played a big part in that defense just looking super, super vanilla and predictable. And there's a lot of issues, man. And I don't know if they can get fixed in time, with especially with the hottest team in the NFL coming into town.
Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And you can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Hey, the defense stinks so bad, Trey, but nothing a little Marquez Valdes-Scantling can't fix, right?
Yeah, I don't know what, like, nothing against MVS. He's had some good years with Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know if this is a practice squad signing or, like, maybe it's being overreported and it's not as big of a splash as what we're making it out to be. But the one bright spot that I think did come out that game was how Roman Wilson looked. He looks like a guy that wants to be out there. The way he attacks the ball and his general disposition after he catches it, he wants to get into the action. He wants to get after it. And so I like the way he looked, and I hope he gets more shine.
Trey Essex joining us here, Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. You should check out that podcast. Trey, you mentioned Deshaun Elliott's injury, which is obviously, you hate to see it for him because he's a really good football player, and I thought he deserved the contract extension he got this offseason. You also lose Isaac Seumalo with a pec injury, and Daniel Equale, he's going to be out for the season, according to reports as well. Which of those injuries do you think will have the biggest ripple effect on this team?
Deshaun Elliott, by far. You can see he's the communicator. He's the glue guy for this defense. Also, in his own right, one of our better run supporters in the secondary. And so it's a huge loss for him because I know how much this season meant to him, being able to come back from injury. He's been injured quite a few times in his career, and this is another one. Unfortunately, he has to add to that list, so I feel bad for the man, but for the team, it definitely hurts because that mental load, I think, being put on Patrick Queen and effectively takes away his aggressiveness, because when he's tasked with having to put everybody else in the game, you don't see Patrick Queen get after it. He has been largely absent the last few games, and this past Sunday was no exception. We need somebody else to be able to carry that green, that captain, or that communicating role for the defense, because I think it frees up Patrick Queen, and we need him to be more aggressive order for this defense to turn around.
Sorry there, Trey. One of our favorite segments of the week, Trey Essex joins us at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. Chuck Clark played 55 snaps on Sunday night. Juan Thornhill, 26. Jabril Peppers, just 13. Jalen Ramsey could throw his hat into the fray to play more safety. What would you do with that group without Elliott, do you think?
You got to go with somebody who can handle mental load, and it wouldn't take away from their assertiveness. I think Jalen might be a guy who you got to take a serious look at. Jabril Peppers is relatively new to this defense, and from what I'm hearing, it's not that easy of a defense to pick up, and that's why Elliott has been the guy to he picked it up relatively quick, especially with Minka being out the fold now. We need somebody who can take on that mental task, and by all accounts, Jalen Ramsey is that type of player. Now, you bring in a Chuck Clark, you bring in a Peppers to help with that, but these guys are new to this system just this year, and so is Jalen. So you got to really pick who you think can handle it, and I think maybe Ramsey has the best resume of all the four.
You mentioned that it's a complicated defense to pick up. A lot of Steelers fans on our text line, on Twitter, on the phone lines have said, the defense stinks. Forget about another wide receiver. Add to this defense. Yeah, but it's not that easy to pick up, to your point. So if you went out and you got another safety or you got another corner, would they be able to get on the quote-unquote moving train?
Right. Yeah, we've already got too many new pieces as is. Yeah, this defense has quite a few free agents that we picked up and traded for. And so adding another person to the mix is not the answer. And honestly, we've already invested so much on that side of the ball. You got to try to figure it out with the pieces that you have. This whole season has been turned on its head, because you go into it with a young offensive line, all these new pieces on offense, and you bring in these vets on defense, hoping that they can ride the coattails of the defense until they get into the latter parts of the season, get the offense some more time to mature. And it's been the complete opposite of that. The offense has been the one that had to keep the ship floating. And it's the reason why we're 4-3 right now, despite the defensive play. And so bringing another new body to the mix, I don't think is a solve, but honestly, I don't know what is.
Yeah, over the last 14 games, the Steelers' defense is giving up over 25 points per game. They've given up 30 points in 4 of the 7 games they've played this season. It just seems like this is what they are at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that the offense is the reason why they're 4-3 in first place in the North right now. I'm worried about the Seumalo injury, not because I don't think Spencer Anderson could step in and play well at the left guard position, but because he'd been so successful, as Aaron Rodgers said, as a pass catcher, but also in that six offensive line package that they have. I think Seumalo is going to be a big loss because I do think there's a domino effect there.
No, I agree. And how about that, man? The big man catch. And Spencer looked good with it, too. Didn't try to juke anybody. He put his head down, got about 3 or 4 more yards. He looked good.
I think he might catch a touchdown this year, Trey. You would love to see that, wouldn't you?
I would love that. And especially for a guy like Spencer Anderson, who I thought had a fantastic training camp, played all of left guard because Isaac was hurt, and then definitely earned a spot on the team. He played well enough to earn the starting job, if not for Isaac and his, the veteran leadership that he brings. And so, but to your point, I do agree. Isaac is a huge loss as well. I think Spencer will come in and play well. I think he's had that good of a camp. I think he's ready to play left guard, but it does mess up some things as far as the big man package that we've had, but it shouldn't. We got 4 tight ends. Jonnu, get in there and block somebody. You know, we got Darnell Washington. We're already bigger than most teams without the big package. And so I want us to take advantage of that more. Run more inside zone plays, not so many toss plays. We are not built for speed. We're built for power. You know, we're built to power through the trenches. We're not built to do all these quick screens and outside passes. We were going against a young, fast defense, and we played right into their hands, I thought, with some of the passes and game plan that we did, and not attacking the softness at the middle of their defense. And so I hope we go back to that more often. But to your point, the big man package, we got to see what Calvin Anderson can do, what Andres Pete can do. He's a vet. So hopefully one of them can step in and be the extra tight end need be.
The Steelers were up 16-7. And by the time that the Packers had taken the lead, the Steelers had run the ball 3 times in the second half. I think you can make the argument that in each of the last 2 games, the running game, which was working for them, they probably got away from it too early.
They definitely did. They ran the ball in the third quarter with 16-7. We had 2 drives in the third quarter. We ran the ball once.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that at least 1 or 2 of those were called runs that Aaron had a side adjustment throw on that didn't work. But to your point, and one of the things that I can't stand is that when we have the lead that we have, when we're built the way that we're built, and – Isaac was hurt at that point, so we did have to change some things. But we should have a very good, strong power running game installed in that week's game plan versus this team, and we didn't go to it all. For Jaylen Warren to only have one running touch in the third quarter, in the entire third quarter, and we had to lead the entire third quarter, that's a failure through coaching. That's a failure through game planning. We came out through 3 straight passes to start the third quarter. And that's not winning football with the team that we have.
No, definitely not. And that's 2 consecutive games where the Steelers have had a lead and blown it. Trey, it's always good catching up with you, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us. We'll continue to listen to the Snap Count show with you and Charlie Batch. And let's chat next week.
Appreciate it, my man.
Thanks a lot, Trey. Trey's the man.
No problem.
One of the best in the business. I urge you seriously to listen to the Snap Count Show podcast. I learn something new every time I hear him out there and Charlie dissecting the Steelers. A lot less yelling than Debo. Debo took that one personally. I wish the guys on the current team would take it as seriously as Trey takes it, would take it as seriously as Debo takes it. I'm not going to pretend like they don't care. I think that's intellectually dishonest. But I want someone to throw a chair. I want someone to flip over a ping pong table. I want someone to peel the paint off the walls. The riot act. And I just don't know that they got that in that locker room. Trey joined us on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Some of these defensive statistics are alarming. Wait until you hear how the defense compares statistically to the Matt Canada offense from 2023, and the national media is starting to catch up a little bit on Mike Tomlin. That's on the way. You give us a ring, 412-928-9370. Also a text brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'll just tell you right here, right now, and I think Mike Tomlin's going to the Hall of Fame. If the Steelers miss the playoffs this year, we need to have a long conversation about a coaching change.
How about that? Adam Schein, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, saying if the Steelers miss the playoffs, you need to have a serious conversation about a coaching change. Thank you. Somebody on the national side of things seeing things the way that they are. We just talked to Trey Essex in the last segment. Trey, as good of an analyst as you'll find, he doesn't think the defense is fixable. They got all these great players, but you go back a season plus, and they're giving up 25 points per game. Giving up 30 in 4 of the 7 games they've played this season. You can turn over stones. You can blow in the cartridge. You can unplug it, plug it back in. The Steelers' defense is what it is. And Mike Tomlin is making $19 million a year to have this defense playing like one of the best in football, and it's playing like one of the worst in football. I would absolutely, if I were Art Rooney II, move on from Mike Tomlin if the team didn't make the playoffs this year. We all know that won't happen. I'm wasting oxygen. I'm probably wasting content time on this. But I think Adam Sheehan's right. Adam Schein? Adam Sheehan? Adam Schein. I think he's right. Because it doesn't happen in a vacuum. The last 8 years, as Starkey so eloquently puts it every day, they haven't even been competitive in a playoff game. They're getting outscored 70-some-odd points to nothing in the first quarter of those 5 playoff games. The defense wilted down the stretch last year. It's never recovered. You've got the highest paid defense in the NFL, and it's among the worst in the sport. And relative to expectations, for my money, it is the worst in the sport. But again, it's not just evaluating the Steelers in a vacuum. They were 4-1, and the Ravens were 1-5, and they're probably not going to win the division. The Ravens spotted you a 3.5 game lead. The Bengals don't have Joe Burrow, and you lost to them. And you're probably not going to make the playoffs unless things turn dramatically. I know they're in first place right now. I know they're 4-3, top team in the AFC North. I know if the playoffs started today, they'd be hosting a playoff game. Does anybody really think that's going to happen? They're going to be 4-5 before you blink. They're going to lose to the Colts. They're probably going to get drubbed. It might wind up being the low point of the Tomlin tenure, and that's saying something. And they're not going on the road and beating the Chargers. It ain't going to happen. So they'll be 4-5, and I think the Ravens will be 4-5 too. They're a 7.5-point road favorite against Miami this weekend. Miami woke up, but they stink. And the Ravens will win their subsequent game as well with Lamar Jackson coming back. You're going to be in a dead heat in this division in 2 weeks. That is unacceptable. You've been gifted a division championship. You're supposed to be the greatest defensive mind in the sport with the highest paid defense in the sport. You've been gifted a division championship and you peed it away. That's fireable. When you are bad at your supposed strength, that's fireable. The Steelers fired Matt Canada in 2023 because his offense was among the worst in football. Mike Tomlin's defense in 2025, statistically speaking, is actually worse than the offense was at the time of Matt Canada's firing in 2023. Steelers are 30th in the NFL in total defense. The Steelers' offense in 2023, before Matt Canada was let go, was 25th in total yards. So better than this Steelers defense. Points per game, the Steelers defense is 22nd. Points per game for the offense in 23 was 28th. So the offense was actually worse at scoring than this defense is at giving up points. But pass yards per game, the Steelers defense is dead last in the NFL. In 2023, the pass offense was 25th in the NFL. Not good, but better than this past defense has been. And the Steelers' offense in 2023 was actually 13th in the NFL in rushing yards per game. This Steelers' defense is 18th in rushing yards allowed per game. Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin are overseeing a defense that's worse than Matt Canada's offense was a couple of years ago. And that got him fired. Why is Terrell Austin still the DC today? And I've heard he's a wonderful person. He's a Pitt guy. He's got a long resume. He was actually qualified for his job, unlike Matt Canada. But how do you get rid of Canada with those results and you don't get rid of Terrell Austin with these results? Now, I think it would only be a symbolic firing because it is Mike Tomlin's defense. But how can these be the results and you just throw your hands up if you're Art Rooney II? If you're Omar Khan, if you're Mike Tomlin, say, "Ah, we'll figure it out. We'll make some changes. We'll be okay." No, someone's got to pay with their job. And when I compare the 2023 Steelers offense to the 2025 Steelers defense, that was the statistical comparison. That offense had Kenny Pickett at quarterback, Najee Harris and his 3.9 yards per carry at running back, Allen Robinson and Deontay Johnson and George Pickens at wide receiver, James Daniels on the offensive line, Dan Moore at tackle. That offense was crap and young from a talent standpoint. Mason Cole was your center. He rolled the ball back to the quarterbacks as much as he snapped it to their chest. It was a bad offensive line, a bad cast of skill position players, and a quarterback that didn't play all that well. The Steelers' defense this year has a Hall of Famer rushing the passer in T.J. Watt. A highly paid Highsmith. Nick Herbig, statistically speaking, one of the best pure pass rushers in the entirety of the NFL. A highly paid Patrick Queen. An all-pro in Jalen Ramsey. A pro bowler and a Super Bowl champion in Darius Slay. And statistically across the board, it's worse than that 2023 Steelers offense. So I'll ask again, why the hell does Terrell Austin have his job right now? 412-928-9370. A caller to the PM team made a great point in regards to firing Terrell Austin. I'm going to use it as a jumping off point coming up next. It's a great call. But finally, the national media sees Mike Tomlin for what he is. All hat, no cattle, a guy who can talk the talk but can't walk the walk. 412-928-9370. Also, aren't we seeing with what the Penguins are doing that it's okay to move on from a great coach who's going to wind up in the Hall of Fame? Sometimes a change is needed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Doran out on paternity leave. Many of you want him back. As a texter writes in, I'm not listening until 10 a.m. Crowley won't shut up. Also, someone writes in, Solo Crowley is the best radio in Pittsburgh. It's not particularly close. I love sports radio because the ratings are great, but half the people hate you. But you can hate me. We're just talking about sports. It ain't that serious. All right, I'm going to get mad again. You compare this Steelers defense to the 2023 Steelers offense, the one that got Matt Canada fired. Across the board, statistically, that offense was better than this defense. And that offense was a bunch of youngsters and Kenny Pickett at quarterback. This defense is a ton of vets, and they're making $160 million. They fired Matt Canada. They needed to engineer victory more fluidly or whatever the hell it was that Mike Tomlin said. Why the hell does Terrell Austin still have his job? I thought a caller on the PM show yesterday made a great point. He said they should fire Terrell Austin so that everyone knows that this is Mike Tomlin's defense, and you sink or swim the rest of the year, and if you sink, see you later. I like Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's going to have a gold jacket one day, a bust in Canton. Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl here. I will always have respect for Mike Tomlin. That's how I felt about Mike Sullivan. Mike Sullivan's a two-time Stanley Cup champion. He's going to be coaching the United States Olympic team. Because he's a hell of a coach. But sometimes the message grows stale, and sometimes the game passes you by a little bit. Mike Sullivan's Rangers right now are 3-5-2. They've scored 22 goals. They've lost three consecutive games. And I saw a highlight this weekend. They gave up a 2-on-0 shorthanded breakaway. You watch the Rangers, and it's just odd man rush after odd man rush. Meanwhile, Dan Muse, who has as much of a resume as an NHL coach as I do, he's got the Penguins at 7-2-1, largely playing systematic hockey. Usually when you bring up firing Mike Tomlin, the national media goes, oh, who are you going to hire? Right hand to God, I'm a huge hockey fan. I got my Sidney Crosby jersey on right now. When the Penguins hired Dan Muse, I went, who? And he's off to a rip-roaring start. When the Steelers hired Mike Tomlin, a lot of people probably put their hand up and said, who? And he won a Super Bowl. You're allowed to make a change just to make a change, but this wouldn't even be that. The highest paid defense in the NFL is the worst defense in the NFL. Someone's got to pay for it. And I can't see why Terrell Austin has his job today. Chris in Swissvale next up. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey,
morning.
This discussion about what to do between now and the end of the season to fix the Steelers, here's how I'm going to phrase it is, this would be like the owner of the White Star Line calling New York City and saying, hey, my boat just left Ireland. It's on its way to New York. And when it gets there, can you have a bunch of new deck chairs ready for it? And the man in New York says, oh, yeah, sure. What's the boat? And he says, hey, it's the Titanic. You know, this is over. I said 2 weeks ago that they were going to collapse and the Ravens were going to win this division. They're done. And if you can't see that Tomlin and Rooney are the problem, you just aren't paying attention.
Agreed, period. Chris. And that would make Rooney the bigger problem because he continues to allow Mike Tomlin to be the head coach of this team despite diminishing returns. Thank you for the call, 412-928-9370. To get to his point about adding to this defense, which a lot of people seemingly want to do on the text line, and we've had a few calls about it this morning, you've got more than enough pieces to be good on defense. Bringing in journeyman safeties or journeyman corners to augment this thing ain't going to do nothing. Why? Because your head coach is still calling the shots defensively, and your defensive coordinator ain't that good either. Rob and O'Hara, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay, good. Rob.
Just give me a minute. I got exactly what they should do.
Okay.
You fire Tomlin. You make Artie Smith interim coach so the offense can continue as they are. Let's find out if Terrell Austin is the defensive coordinator or not. Okay? You couldn't send a bigger message to this team than by letting Tomlin go. Because they knew if they let Tomlin go, they could get shipped off to Siberia next year. And I had a letter in the Tribune on the 24th of September calling for the fans to do a sit-out in the parking lot next home game.
They did, Rob. Either that or they all dressed up as Packers fans, and thank you for the call. Obviously, the Steelers will not fire Mike Tomlin midseason. I don't even think they'll fire Terrell Austin midseason. I would settle for Austin, though. Somebody needs to pay for this. That's the industry. You get paid a lot of money to coordinate a defense. The defense ain't performing. They're not going to fire the head coach. Somebody gots to go. Matt Canada had to go in 2023. This defense has been worse. See ya. But they won't do that either. Dave in Newcastle, one of our favorites. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? So, actually, I have a question, or I guess a comment. I'll start with my question. It's how insulated do you think Art Rooney is? Like, just look at what it took to get Canada fired. And I just wonder, does he realize, because we all know, you know, like you said, the national media, I mean, you know, God bless, we got one guy that actually said something.
Right.
But, you know, he's the national media's darling. It seems that Art is so clueless. Does he even realize, or does he get a sense of how the local media and how the locals were actually looking at Tom and how sick of this we are? Because, I mean, really, he doesn't really get hit with the hard questions about Mike Tomlin. You know, when Canada was a thing, everybody harped on Canada, but I've never really heard him be questioned about the security of Tomlin's job.
Well, he was last year, Dave, because his brother had come out and he was doing his book
That's
tour,
right.
And he was talking about the mean and being above the mean and pretty much without saying that they're the best of the mediocre bunch. Thank you for the call, Dave, 412-928-9370. He's been questioned. He's not going to fire Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's won a Super Bowl. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. That might not matter to you. It might not matter to me any longer. It doesn't, but it does to him. And I think he believes so strongly in Mike Tomlin that despite all the evidence to the contrary, I bet you he believes that Tomlin's going to fix this defense. What you want to talk about burying your head in the sand? That'd be the definition right there. Tony Greensburg, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Crowley?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, I got two statements on this. I mean, I was talking to my dad about it the other day, and my take on it is I think this is, at least to this point in the season, the worst coaching performance he's had in his career.
Agreed.
You bring in all these acquisitions to prove to the fan base and to the people within the organization that we're going all in. You know, you don't bring in Rodgers and Metcalf and the defensive pieces otherwise if that's not the case. And I just, you know, I'm tired of watching this defense play the way they are with the talent on that side of the ball. It just, the last 2 weeks to me, I'm putting it more on the coaching staff and the players, because
Absolutely.
The bottom line is they were getting put in awful situations where the ball's out quick, so the rush has no chance, and the tackling has been downright awful.
Tony, you call
like
all the time, man.
Communication errors.
Tony, you call in all the time. I know you watch a lot of football. No offense in the league is better than the offense that's playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. It doesn't look easier for any offense in the league than whatever offense that particular week is playing the defense. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
It's pathetic. Thank you for the call. We got a bunch of callers on, so I got to move along. 412-928-9370. Canada got fired mid-2023, and his statistics for his offense were better than that of this year's Steelers defense. Why is Terrell Austin still here? React, 412-928-9370. Top of the hour. I got something special planned I think you're going to love. I hope I'm not overselling and setting myself up to underdeliver. I think you're really going to like it. It's a new look at this historic Steelers defense. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The Steelers and their head coach were beating their chest about how good this defense would be prior to the start of the season. Mike Tomlin said it could be an historic defense. And you know what? He's right. And we're going to celebrate the Steelers' historic defense coming up at 9 o'clock. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. It's Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I tweeted it out at underscore Adam Crowley that the Steelers defensively in 2025 are actually worse than the Steelers' offense was in 2023 prior to the firing of Matt Canada. I'm wondering why Terrell Austin still has a job today. It was one of the worst offensive performances we had ever seen. The Steelers lost to Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and then Matt Canada was let go. Well, isn't the defensive equivalent of that giving up 30-plus points to an aged Joe Flacco and then allowing a quarterback on your field for the nation to see complete 20 consecutive passes? I would say yes. Nolan's calling from Toledo. Hello, Nolan.
Hey, I was just calling to ask why you think Rooney is so hesitant to fire Tomlin. Do you think it's because he's been there as a head coach longer than he's been the current owner? Or do you think it has more to do with like the Steelers being the founder of the Rooney Rule?
I think that this is a taboo subject, but I think there's something to that, Nolan. I think Art believes that Mike Tomlin's a great head coach. And Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season, and he's won a Super Bowl. And I think that Art, if he fired a black head coach who has all of that success, I think he thinks it would be a stain upon the family name. I believe that. I think there's a lot of organizations around the NFL that would be thrilled to have Mike Tomlin. I think Mike Tomlin would go elsewhere, probably, and win. I think Mike Tomlin is one of the best culture setters in the NFL. I know you've had players step out of line a whole bunch over the course of his tenure. They do always find a way to win more than they lose. And there's value in that elsewhere. Here, it's long since time to say see you later. You can't be non-competitive in playoff games. Forget not winning them. They're not showing up. And now the defensive woes that have plagued them so much in the postseason have plagued them over the course of the last 15 games in the regular season, where they're among the worst defenses in the NFL. I think it's time to go. But Art Rooney's not going to pull the trigger on that. He had a chance to trade him to the Bears, and according to reports, they hung up the phone. That would have been a clean break. That would have been the respectable way to do it. And if you're not going to take that opportunity, then you're going to let him coach here until he didn't want to coach here anymore. But Mike Tomlin can't run and hide from these defensive numbers. There's nowhere to hide. Like Dan Orlovsky tweeted out yesterday, every time I put on the Steelers defense, I'm wondering why the heck they're doing what they're doing. Well, I can tell you why. This has been Mike Tomlin's defense. This is what it looks like in the playoffs, and this is what it's looked like for the better part of the last season's worth of games. It's no surprise to anybody around here. Adam Sheen, Shine, whatever, said that Mike Tomlin, if the Steelers don't make the playoffs, maybe you should have a coaching change. I think he's on to something. Where's the rest of the national media on this? If the Steelers miss the playoffs, they'll probably find a way to blame Aaron Rodgers, even though, my God, he's not even on the list of problems. 412-928-9370. It's a phone number. Coming up next, we celebrate this Steelers' historic defense. First, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 56, low of 35. Tomorrow, high of 55. On Sunday, when the Colts come to town to kick the Steelers' butt, kickoff temps around 50 degrees. It's Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.